Welcome back to Regional Radio for another Dream Team interview, and joining us now on the line is Central Rebel running back, tight end, and outside linebacker Will Hopkins. Will, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it, man.
Yep, thanks for having me.
So congratulations on making the Dream Team for the second year in a row. How did you find out that you made the Dream Team this year?
Actually, I think I was sitting at LTAP eating some dinner when my mom came in and told me. I didn't actually find out for myself or hear it on the radio or anything.
So was she listening in the car then or something like that, and that's how she found out?
Yeah, she works at a beauty shop, so I think it was on the radio in there when she found out.
So what was her reaction when she first found out then while she was at work? Did she tell you?
Oh, yeah, she was really excited, of course.
So talk about how it felt to be named to the Dream Team for the second year in a row, especially because you had to make, on the offensive side at least, a position change in the middle of the season, going from tight end to a running back spot.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're recognized by your peers, just people around the area, I think that's one of the greatest honors. And really, the position change wasn't anything major. I kind of knew going into the year that I'll be playing a little bit of everything, and that's what it ended up being.
Did you kind of feel like you had to step up more as a leader because you knew you were going to be playing all over the place?
Honestly, I knew either way I was going to step into the role as one of the major leaders of the team, so the position change really didn't change anything there.
You weren't the only Dream Teamer from Central this year who made it last year. One of the linemen blocking up in front of you made it in Tanner Friend. How did it feel running behind him all season?
Oh, that's always a blessing. I can't say enough good things about Tanner. I was lucky enough to play all 4 years with him. Yeah, that kid's a stud.
Now, what did you enjoy more, blocking alongside Tanner and catching some passes as well as a tight end, or being able to run behind Tanner as a running back?
Oh, see, that's a tough question right there. I'd have to say running behind Tanner. He makes it pretty easy.
And on the defensive side, you also moved up to outside linebacker and had a pretty impressive season there. Did you feel more and more comfortable as the year went on playing up in the box as opposed to you did kind of like a rover safety position the year before?
Yeah, it kind of took a little bit of a learning curve. Football is all about angles, and moving from the safety to the linebacker is really just changing your angles and whatnot. So that was really the biggest part about it. And I still put a little bit of safety this year, so I was kind of bouncing around all the year. I didn't really get to settle in, but that's what makes things fun.
You've had a successful 4 years at Central High School on the football field. What are some of your favorite memories from playing football?
I mean, it would definitely just have to be sharing the district championships and all the wins that we were able to tack on throughout my career, and just the people you meet. I talked to Coach Wise and Coach Jones about it, just that I'm forever grateful for what they've done for me in my life. And, those are relationships that you build for the rest of your life.
Will, is there anyone you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your athletic career?
I just want to thank all my friends and family and anyone who's helped me along the way. They know who they are.
Will, thanks a lot for your time. Always a pleasure talking with you, and best of luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you, sir.
That is Will Hopkins joining us on Regional Radio for another Dream Team interview.